When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence that's made us Redding's most trusted roofing company. Call us at 530-999-5622. 530-999-5622.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Excuse me, there's somebody at the door. No, not me. Hey, broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you joining the program today. I think that may be what it sounded like at John Bolton's home Friday morning at 7 a.m. when the FBI and local law enforcement decided to execute a search warrant on his home in Bethesda, Maryland, and his office in Washington, D.C. And everybody's all in a dither over it. And I'm kind of yawning because I'm thinking to myself, so what? There's nothing new here. Before we get into the story, you know the rules of engagement. If you want to send me a text message, the text line number is 33103. Just use the keyword Mike or Michael. And if you want to see some really good stuff on social media, go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. This search warrant that was executed on, first of all, let's make sure you understand who John Bolton is. He's the former ambassador to the United Nations. He's worked for a lot of presidents. He was in the Bush administration for a while when I was there. He's affectionately or infamously or sarcastically known as the mustache because of this big thick mustache that he has all the time. And John Bolton personifies the warmongering neocons in the country that believe that the military-industrial complex is something that we ought to be using all the time. And that America is, and don't get me wrong, to some degree, I believe that we are the world's policeman, not in the sense that we need to intervene in every little skirmish that goes on around the world, but we need to remain the world's superpower. We need to remain the world's strongest economy so that we can maintain some order in the world, because tyranny is always on the march trying to rid the world of countries like ours. So I do believe in that sense that we do need to be, maybe not the world's policeman, but we need to be the world's crosswalk guard, school crossing guard or whatever, to make sure that things don't get out of control. John Bolton, on the other hand, would probably intervene in everything that he possibly could. I'm not a fan of John Bolton, if that helps you understand where I'm coming from. The Wall Street Journal published a editorial yesterday that has this headline: Trump's Vendetta Campaign Targets John Bolton. The subhead says, this FBI raid makes clear that second-term success for the president includes retribution. Now, that kind of – I've told you I'm a huge fan of the Wall Street Journal editorial, But that doesn't mean that I agree with it 100% of the time. In this case, I think they're entirely wrong, and I'm going to explain why in just a minute. But I want to establish this baseline to help you understand why I'm about to say what I'm going to say. Here's how the editorial starts out. President Trump promised voters during his campaign for a second term that he had bigger things on his mind than retribution against opponents. But it is increasingly clear, they write, that vengeance is a large part, maybe the largest part, of how he will define success in his second term. Really? Show me the receipts on that. Show me the proof. Give me evidence other than this raid by the FBI on Ambassador Bolton's home. They say, in the second paragraph, his revenge campaign took ominous turn Friday as FBI agents raided the home and the office of Mr. Trump's first-term national security advisor, John Bolton. They brought two broad warrants the term broad, a lot of search warrants, unless the cops or the prosecutor or the FBI or whomever it might be, law enforcement in general, is looking for something very specific. Otherwise, this is why I never want my house to be searched. Not that I have anything to hide, but I don't want them ripping through my house, throwing drawers and, throwing everything around, upending cushions and cutting into mattresses and doing everything because they have a broad search warrant. But sometimes a broad search warrant is necessary because you're looking for something that might be in electronic form. It might be in paper form. It might be in a box. It might be in the attic. It might be in the basement. It might be in a desk drawer. It might be anywhere. It's not the kind of thing that you could walk in and you're looking for a 10-foot, gold-plated statue of Madonna or something that's in, that you could easily see if you just kind of look through rooms. So it's a broad search warrant, but the Wall Street Journal wants you to think that that's somehow unusual. Agents showed up unannounced at his Bethesda home at 7 a.m. That's pretty standard. That's routine. Now, sometimes, but not often, somebody will give a heads up to, say, someone who's already represented by legal counsel that, hey, we have a search warrant for your client's home, and we're going to go execute that warrant. Do you want to come along? In fact, we're going to go do it right now. Otherwise, you don't want to give advance notice of a search warrant because that gives someone time. Hey, listen, we're going to come and search your home right now. It is 10:11 on Saturday morning, August 23rd in Denver, Colorado. They wouldn't come or call me and say, hey, on Sunday, August 24 at 10 a.m., we're going to come and search your home. Because if I had something to hide, that would give me plenty of time to go hide it. The whole premise of this dang Wall Street Journal editorial is driving me nuts. They say, well, they confiscated his wife Gretchen's phone because it was visible and not on her person. Well, that's pretty much SOP, standard operating procedure. Mr. Bolton had already left for his office, which is where FBI agents greeted him also. Kash Patel, the FBI director, sent out a cryptic tweet at 7:03 Friday morning that, quote, no one, in all caps, is above the law, at FBI agents on mission. He didn't specify to whom he was referring, but the timing is unlikely to have been coincidental. Yeah, I doubt it was coincidental either. But to which I would say, so what? You know what they didn't do? They didn't call CNN or MSNBC or any of the networks or anybody else and say, hey, guess what, guys? Psst, psst, psst. We're going to go raid John Bolton's home at 7 a.m. Be sure and bring a truck along because we're going to have SWAT teams. We're going to have armored personnel carriers. We're going to have tanks. We're going to have bazookas. We're going to have everything. You know, kind of like they did at Mar-a-Lago for a former president's home that had Secret Service protection. Remember that one? Well, of course, they don't want you to remember that one because this one was conducted by the books. And this one had a completely legitimate reason for doing it in the first place. Now, I do question, is this just the beginning? Because the raid at John Bolton's fancy home, and his fancy Maryland neighbors in Bethesda kicked off the weekend awakened by lights and sirens as the FBI and the Bureau, the FBI and other law enforcement initiated this search of Bolton's home at 7 o'clock Friday morning. So let's dive into, is this justified? And is there more to the story than just what the Wall Street Journal or the, for example, the Drudge Report has up on its site right now? Revenge raid. FBI hits Bolton home. Who's next? Who cares? If no one's above the law, which, by the way, Democrats keep telling us every time they went after Donald Trump, what they say, no one is above the law. Well, if that's the case, let's analyze why they search John Bolton's home. I'll be right back.
What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. On your podcast app, be sure and search for The Situation with Michael Brown, The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, hit that subscribe button. Leave a five-star review to help us get up in the list of podcasts. And then when you hit subscribe, that will download all 5 days of the weekday program, the morning drive program that I do out of Denver, Colorado, plus this nationally syndicated program every weekend. So you get 6 days of Michael Brown. You get 6 days of the programming. So be sure and go subscribe to the podcast. So John Bolton, a long time, he was out walking the dogs this morning, and there's this old Vietnam vet that I run into every once in a while, and I was having a conversation with him. And I don't know how we got off on it, but we were talking about some of the stuff going on in D.C., and he talked about government employees. And I forget, he had some derogatory term for them, but it reminded me, I kind of joked at him and said, well, I've always heard the term swamp creature. And he guffawed and thought that was hilarious. Well, John Bolton is kind of one of those guys. He's the kind of individual, and there are millions of these people. They graduate from college. They've got a law degree or a political science degree or whatever they have. And they get their first job in D.C., and then they never leave. And by never leave, I mean they never move. They might move slightly outside the Beltway and live in Virginia or Maryland, like Bolton does. But their entire life is moving through that revolving door of the government and the private sector, which really is kind of almost enmeshed into an almost fascist style of ruling elite now that tends to control our lives. And John Bolton personifies that. His entire life has revolved around D.C. and going in and out of administrations and in and out of positions. And when he's not in a position, he's a contributor on, you know, one of the cable channels. So that brings in $500,000 a year. And he's on a couple of boards, and that brings another couple $500,000 a year. So these people make millions of dollars a year, and then when they go back into government service, they only make, you know, maybe slightly less than $200,000. They make $180,000 a year, but then that allows them to get even more experience. So when they go back through the revolving door, they go out and they can command even more money, because the higher they get up the totem pole, the more they can demand in the private sector. And that revolving door just spins around and around like crazy. Well, that is John Bolton, the former national security advisor to Trump, Trump 1.0. And he is really kind of the current media go-to for anybody who's looking for criticism of anything that the current administration is doing. Well, he reportedly was not at home when this raid took place at 7 a.m.
The probe dropped when Joe Biden became president. So is this picking up where...
Did you notice what the Fox News host just said? There was already a probe that had started, which I'll give you the details in a minute. But the probe into his mishandling of classified documents started with his publication of a book that contained classified information, almost word for word from the documents, back when he was working and then after working for Trump.
The probe dropped when Joe Biden became president. So is this picking up where that left off, David?
It's possible. I don't know with 100% certainty, but it is notable, guys, that John Bolton, Ambassador Bolton's security clearances were stripped earlier this year by President Trump. Tulsi Gabbard, the director of national intelligence, took that security clearance away. They had concerns. The administration had concerns about Ambassador Bolton still being able to access some of these documents and have some of those security clearances. It's also notable that John Bolton had a security detail as well because of the threats from Iran on his life. that security detail, that government federal paid security detail, was also taken away by President Trump.
I actually disagree with that decision. When a foreign state actor, the mullahs in Iran, put a bounty on your head, they've got a bounty on, they still have a bounty on George Bush's head, but he obviously will continue to have Secret Service protection the rest of his life. But so does former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and so did John Bolton. The Iranians have vowed and have put up, you know, millions of dollars to have them assassinated. So I think they are entitled to taxpayer Secret Service or some other Federal Protective Service, whatever it might be, protection, as long as the mullahs remain in power and as long as that bounty remains on their head. So I do disagree with the administration cutting off his security detail. ABC News was reporting that a Maryland magistrate judge, a magistrate judge in the federal court system, is also a federal judge, but they have the name or the title magistrate judge because they handle a lot of, I would say, ministerial duties, like approving search warrants, which, by the way, you should note, a search warrant of Ambassador Bolton's home had to have been approved by a federal judge. In this case, it happened to be a federal magistrate that signed the warrant, but did not, ABC News did not disclose when the court had authorized this search. Now, the nature of the investigation is unclear. Although one FBI source told an individual on X, another reason why you should be following me on X, is that it related to materials that were published in Bolton's memoir that he wrote back in 2020. The name of the book is The Room Where It Happened. The FBI official is quoted as saying, "It is widely known that Bolton mishandled and took classified information for use in his 2020 book after he failed to get approval from the National Security Council for the publication of what they determined to be highly classified information. This raid of Bolton's residence comes after years of investigation into this potentially criminal disclosure, which started in 2020 before being put on pause for political reasons during the Biden administration." In June of 2020, more than 5 years ago, the Trump Department of Justice sued Ambassador Bolton, who Trump had fired in September of 2019, because they alleged that he had violated NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, that were related to his work at the White House, and that he engaged in the unlawful dissemination of national security information that he had published, as I said before, almost word for word in his book. Bolton and his publisher, Simon & Schuster, decided to press forward with the June 23rd release date, according to this lawsuit that was filed back in 2020, despite a mandatory, there is a mandatory, I'm still under this mandatory requirement, for a pre-publication review process by the National Security Council if you are disclosing or talking about anything that was at the time classified. Well, he's not exempt from that. And if that's the allegation, and if you have proof or evidence that he did so, and so you sued back in 2020 for that reason, and then Biden tells his Department of Justice, drop that lawsuit, and Trump comes back in and reinstates it, is that retribution, or is that actually pursuing something that truly may be unlawful? I think it's the latter. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Be sure and follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
New car prices going up? You're not imagining it. That shiny new ride just got even more expensive, making it tougher than ever to justify trading in. But here's the good news. Maaco can make your current car look and feel new again for a fraction of the cost. From fresh paint to light bodywork, we help you get more out of what you already own and love. Book your free estimate online or visit your nearest Maaco today. Free estimates, friendly service, fast turnaround. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party.
For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, Redding. Save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So I've gotten several text messages during the break about a couple of affiliates are you're not hearing the audio through your local affiliate. Let me just remind you that most likely, always 99.9% of the time, that's a problem with the local affiliate, not with the network. Because, you know, my producer in L.A., checks with the Network Operations Center, and we know that everything that we're doing on our end is working, and they do that before the program starts. And then someone also texted and said that Blaze Radio is, that their internet is down right now. Well, let me give you, there's an easy solution to this. Or sometimes you may have that the program gets, it gets preempted because we're entering NFL season. And there will be, you know, of course, Major League Baseball too, but there will be maybe even a local basketball game. I don't know. But whenever that happens, all you have to do on your laptop or on your phone is go to the iHeart app and listen to the local affiliate that I broadcast from, which is 93.7 FM Freedom out of Denver, Colorado, which is also on an AM stick, so that's 760 AM out of Denver, which is also called Freedom. So you can listen on the app. Just listen on the app through my local affiliate, because we always know that it's working, because that's where we download the program from to use the podcast. So we know that it's working. So we always know that that's working. So you can always go on the app to 93.7 FM Freedom out of Denver, Colorado, and you can always get the program. And that's true, you know, in case there's a preemption or there's just a technical problem. You know, sometimes the technical problem is as simple as somebody's got the volume on the pod, without getting technical. The volume has been pulled all the way down, and there's nobody at the radio station on a Saturday, and so it's just you're not hearing anything, even though it's actually being fed to that affiliate. So there is your inside technical baseball option for the day. Just go to the iHeart app, Freedom 93.7 out of Denver, Colorado, or AM 760 Freedom out of Denver, Colorado. It's always up and running. So back to this search of Ambassador Bolton's home. Let's go back a few years. Let's go back to 2019. The publication, this comes from the June 16, 2020 lawsuit filed against John Bolton and Simon & Schuster, his publisher. The lawsuit says the publication and release of The Room Where It Happened would cause irreparable harm because the disclosure of instances of classified information in the manuscript reasonably could be expected to cause serious damage or exceptionally grave damage to the national security of the United States. Completion of the pre-publication review process and the provision of written authorization to the defendant, John Bolton, as specified by the contract, would ameliorate such harm. Trump officials said that when they sought the temporary restraining order back in 2020. But on June 20, 4 days after the lawsuit was filed, despite concluding that Bolton, like, quote, likely jeopardized national security by disclosing classified information in violation of his non-disclosure agreement obligation, the district court judge in D.C., Royce Lambert, refused to issue a temporary restraining order preventing distribution of the book. Now, Lambert also immediately entered a temporary restraining order earlier this year, just to give you some perspective on how political this crap's become, to stop the president's executive order banning transgender treatments for federal inmates. So, oh, you won't grant a temporary restraining order to stop the publication of a book that might violate his non-disclosure agreement and might be a violation of national security provisions and classification provisions, but you will grant a temporary restraining order preventing the president from stopping transgender treatment for federal inmates. Judge Royce Lamberth can be as political as almost any other judges, which is a much larger problem in this country, too, that we should talk about sometime. He noted that Bolton, the judge did, noted that Bolton's book, quote, has been printed, bound, and shipped across the country, to which I say, so what? So what? You could still enter a temporary restraining order and just say you can't distribute the book out to retailers, you can't Amazon, you can't sell it online until we finish hearing the merits of this case. And then June 2021 rolls around before the case can get to trial, and Joe Biden's Department of Justice drops the lawsuit. Now, during the Biden regime, while Biden was, or while whomever was president during that time, Bolton became one of the media's most reliable go-to supporters of the lawfare against Donald Trump. Listen to Bolton cheering the 2022 armed raid of Mar-a-Lago, Trump's home in Florida, related to the Biden Department of Justice investigation into Trump's alleged hoarding of classified papers. Here's John Bolton then.
Any given moment. But I don't think he cared about the classification system. I don't think he appreciated the sensitivity of this information. And
isn't that deliciously ironic? As he's saying this, he knows that he has published in a book classified information.
And he didn't appreciate the sensitivity of how it was often acquired, the so-called sources and methods. So this had been briefed to him before I arrived. It was repeated frequently. I think it simply had no impact on him whatever.
There's a couple of different ways that people think about this, and people who are not friendly to the president who think about what's happened here. And one of them is, you know, Donald Trump, master thief, you know, criminal, running some kind of elaborate conspiracy to bring things out of the White House and keep them secret. For potentially for political or financial gain. There are other people who add it to attitude is Trump is chaotic. He's careless. He's not that smart. He took these things almost by mistake, and now he's basically stamping his feet and saying they're mine. I don't want to give them up. Give me a sense of where you think the truth lies with respect to Trump's intelligence, carelessness, and the degree to which he might have brought motive to bear on taking these documents out of the White House and keeping them for this long at Mar-a-Lago.
Well, I don't, it's very hard to speculate on motive other than that he liked cool things. He saw things that so he wanted to take them, and he was pretty much able to take them, and not just on classified information matters, on all kinds of things that crossed his desk. Some days he liked to eat a lot of French fries. Some days he took classified documents. He wanted them. Why did he want them? Because he could get them.
Wow. That's John Bolton. So after that appearance on MSNBC, Special Counsel Jack Smith indicted Donald Trump in June of 23 with 31 counts of violating Title 18 of the U.S. Code, Section 793, the Espionage Act, alleging willful retention of national defense information. And then Jack Smith also charged the president with obstruction and perjury, among numerous other counts. When Jack Smith made his public statement announcing the indictment of the president, the former president at that time, Jack Smith actually suggested the president had endangered American troops and government officials by allegedly storing classified papers at Mar-a-Lago. Smith openly opined at the time, quote, "Our laws that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced. Violations of those laws put our country at risk." Okay, Mr. Smith. If that was true then, and by the way, MSNBC, if that is true then, it's true today also. And it is true today. So could John Bolton face the same charges that Donald Trump faced? Now, while the general statute of limitations for the Section 793 espionage count is 5 years, some unique situations extend the time frame to 10 years. Now, if the FBI is pursuing a conspiracy case against Ambassador Bolton, the conspiracy lasts until the last overt act, which might neatly fit into a 5-year statute of limitations if adequate evidence exists. In other words, that statute of limitations may still be out there somewhere, and we haven't reached it yet. So Bolton could still be held accountable for the mishandling and the disclosure of classified information. But for now, all of Make America Great Again folks everywhere, I think, are actually cheering the first substantive action taken against the legion of not just Trump, anti-Trump people, but truly former government officials that brazenly abuse their power to try to sabotage Trump and deceive the American public. Just a cursory review of Bolton's very long resume demonstrates, as I said, he's one of those creatures of the swamp that's got his fingerprints everywhere, and particularly on some of the worst foreign policy decisions in the history of this country, including pushing the Iraq War. Just a few months ago, Bolton was over on CNN, publicly wished away the existence of Trump's top law enforcement and intelligence leaders, actually claiming, well, listen for yourself.
I think a lot of Republicans right now just wish Cash Patel, Tulsi Gabbard, and a number of other Trump nominees would just go away.
I bet he wished the same thing. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
Attention, business owners. This is Jason Evans. I spent the last 3.5 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs, and I want to help you like never before. I built a serious training program called 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner that calls us at 800-500-8320. Just call with your email address, and we'll email you this phenomenal video training program at our expense, not yours. It's an incredible gift. See if you agree. 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 months.
I took Jason's training less than a year ago. This year alone, Jason has made my training explode as far as my sales growth by over 250%. I'm expecting on doing close to $5 to $6 million gross this year just off of his training.
Again, call with your email address and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. 800-500-8320. 800-500-8320. That's 800-500-8320. Paid for by Power Sales University.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence has made us Redding's most trusted roofing company. Continuing our legacy of craftsmanship and reliability, Hunter Roofing. Call us at 530-999-5622. 530-999-5622.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Could literally look at a document while he's reading it, sitting in the Oval Office, he's being briefed by somebody, and he's reading something that's marked top secret, special compartmentalized information, TSSCI, and he reads it. Now, they may argue with him, but he's still the boss, and say, I want this declassified. Now, they can make all their arguments about, oh, you know, Mr. President, no, don't do that, because that might disclose to our enemies some of our methods, or it might disclose the names of some of our agents. One, I don't think Trump would be that stupid. But I read many things that were classified as TSSCI, or Special Access Program information, the highest you can possibly imagine, that I thought to myself, why is this classified? And sometimes I would ask. I would literally ask during the briefing, you know, with my CIA briefer there, why is this mark classified? What's in here? And usually he could tell me why, but there were times when he, I don't know, because somebody classified it. Well, look at it. Read it to me. Read it again. I'd hand the notebook back to him. Tell me what you think in here is classified. Because I was always curious that I was missing something. I was missing the whole point of what the particular document was about. And they might say, well, now that I read it, I don't really know why it is. The point being, the president has that ultimate classification authority and declassification authority. John Bolton does not. So when the Wall Street Journal writes that, quote, it's unlikely that Mr. Bolton broke any laws on national secrets, I want to say to the Wall Street Journal, on what basis do you make that statement? Because the Department of Justice, I want you to understand that the Department of Justice just can't make up crap and go file a federal lawsuit, because there's such a thing, I forget what rule of civil procedure it is, it's been a while, I'd have to go look it up. But if you file what's considered by the judge to be a frivolous lawsuit, a lawsuit that has no basis in either fact or law, and you're just doing it for a vendetta, you're just doing it for political purposes, you're just doing it because, well, you're just pissed off at somebody, you can be sanctioned, meaning you can be fined. you can be disbarred for it, depending on how egregious your actions are. So don't tell me that in 2020, when Trump's Department of Justice filed a lawsuit against John Bolton for violating the classification laws, that they just did it with willy-nilly, without justification at all. I don't buy that for a New York minute. So to claim that it's unlikely that Mr. Bolton broke any laws on national secrets belies the whole mantra that we have heard through the past 4 years and all the lawfare, that no one is above the law. So Kash Patel and Pam Bondi say, yeah, you're right, nobody is above the law. And so let's pick up where we left off. The only difference is we had an intervening 4 years where Joe Biden dismissed it because I'm quite certain that Joe Biden was trying to protect John Bolton. And so he ordered his Department of Justice to dismiss it. And now the Wall Street Journal editorial board, because this is a House editorial, is now out saying, oh, this is a vendetta. Absolutely. Absolutely without any qualification or documentation or any other reasonable basis for doing so. They conclude that Mr. Bolton has continued to speak, this is the Wall Street Journal, Mr. Bolton has continued to speak candidly about Mr. Trump's second term decisions, pro and con, including in these pages this week. The president may also hope the FBI raid will cause Mr. Bolton to shut up, though knowing him, we can't imagine that working. I can't imagine it working either, because John Bolton, the mustache, is going to speak whenever he gets to, because that's how he makes his living right now. But are we supposed to just say, oh, well, then let's just give up? Or how many times have Republicans said that we don't play hardball like Democrats do? And now we are, and everybody's wringing their hands and gnashing their teeth about it because we're playing hardball. I think it's about damn time we do. Whether it's redistricting, whether it's, you know, and I'm not in favor of lawfare. I'm not in favor of just going after people for going after people. But if you have grounds to criminally charge someone and you think it is a serious enough violation that it warrants your time, energy, and resources as a prosecutor to go do that, then you should go do that. Otherwise, back off. And I think Trump knows that too. Trump knows that Bolton, in that book, I found you can, whether you want to use Google or DuckDuckGo or anybody else, you can go do your own search and you can just ask a generic question. Did John Bolton word for word publish information from classified documents in his book from 2019? And you'll find a lot of articles that talk about, yes, he did. He did do that. Well, then let's have a hearing. Let's have a hearing and find out. How about that? That would be a change for once, wouldn't it? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. The text line's open, 33103. Keyword, Michael. Be back after the news.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
JTV Jewelry Television knows you love to sparkle, so now's your time to shine like the star you are. Enter JTV's Shine Like a Star sweepstakes for your chance to win $5,000 in dazzling jewelry from top brands, including Rachel Zoe Jewelry and Judith Ripka Jewelry. Plus, just for entering, get $30 off your next qualifying JTV purchase of $99 or more when you opt in for emails. Enter now at JTV.com/likeastar. And remember, if you love jewelry, you'll love JTV.
New car prices going up? You're not imagining it. That shiny new ride just got even more expensive, making it tougher than ever to justify trading in. But here's the good news. Maaco can make your current car look and feel new again for a fraction of the cost. From fresh paint to light bodywork, we help you get more out of what you already own and love. Book your free estimate online or visit your nearest Maaco today. Free estimates, friendly service, fast turnaround. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Julie Walker reports Texas's redrawn congressional map favoring the GOP is now a done deal.
The Texas Senate has given final approval to a new Republican leading congressional voting map, sending it to Governor Greg Abbott, who is expected to quickly sign it into law, though Democrats have vowed to challenge it in court. President Trump has been pushing for the map to help the GOP maintain its slim majority in Congress in the 2026 midterm elections. It has five new districts that would favor Republicans. The effort by Trump and Texas's Republican majority legislature prompted state Democrats to hold a two-week walkout and flee the state. It also kicked off a wave of redistricting efforts across the country. I'm Julie Walker.
White House correspondent Greg Clugson reports that the president continues to express frustration that Putin-Zelensky talks have yet to materialize.
Several days after announcing he had begun making arrangements for Russian President Putin and Ukrainian President Zelensky to meet, the president is unhappy with the pace of peace efforts.
I think over the next 2 weeks we're going to find out which way it's going to go, and I'd better be very happy.
On Friday, Russia's top diplomat made clear that Putin won't sit down with Zelensky until Ukraine agrees to certain concessions. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Senator Tom Cotton says all parties in the Russia-Ukraine dialogue are still sizing up their opponents.
I think right now we're still in the phase where everyone, President Trump, Zelensky, the European leaders, are testing whether Vladimir Putin is serious about any kind of peace negotiation. And if he's not, then we're going to have to collectively continue to show the strength that Ukraine and the United States have shown for the last 3.5 years.
Senator Cotton spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What is your next success story? At University of Maryland Global Campus, you can succeed again with more than 135 affordable online degrees and certificates to help you move your career forward. From cybersecurity and AI to healthcare and MBA, our programs help you build critical thinking, leadership, and communication skills that set you apart in today's job market. Apply now and save with no application fee through September 3rd. Visit umgc.edu to get started. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Everybody is keeping an eye on the Fed and how an interest rate cut might affect gold prices. Gold has been hovering at around $3,400 an ounce for the last 2 months and is poised for dramatic growth with the next interest rate cut. If you have a qualified IRA or 401k, you could receive up to $10,000 in free gold and silver when you open your retirement account with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now or visit AdvantageGold.com and get your free gold IRA guide. Consult with your financial and tax professionals before making investment decisions. Call 800-900-8000.
Congo's public prosecutors asked for the death penalty for former President Joseph Kabila. He's being tried in absentia for treason and war crimes tied to his involvement with the M23 rebel group. It's been a high-level military firing in the Trump administration.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has fired a general whose agency's initial intelligence assessment of damage to Iranian nuclear sites from U.S. strikes angered President Donald Trump. Lieutenant General Jeffrey Cruz will no longer serve as head of the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency. The firing is the latest upheaval in the U.S. military and intelligence agencies and comes a few months after details of a preliminary assessment of the U.S. strike on Iran were leaked to the media. That assessment found that Iran's nuclear program had only been set back by a few months. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The jockey who rode horse racing's most iconic stallion to fame has passed away.
Hall of Fame jockey Ron Turcotte, who rode Secretariat to the Triple Crown in 1973, has died. He was 84. Turcotte's family said that the Canada-born jockey died of natural causes at his home in Drummond, New Brunswick on Friday. Turcotte won the Kentucky Derby, Preakness, and Belmont Stakes twice each from 1965 to 1973 before his riding career ended when he fell off a horse and suffered injuries that made him paraplegic. Secretariat's record time in the Belmont still stands 52 years later. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaugh.
Wall Street on Friday rallied to its best day in months after the head of the Federal Reserve hinted that cuts to interest rates may be forthcoming. The S&P 500 up by 1.5% of its value, near its all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average did reach a new record high. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP. Helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
For things that interest me, because when I find things that interest me, then I know that I will be much more animated and excited and interesting to listen to because I'm interested in it. If you tuned in wanting me to talk about something that I have zero interest in, it's going to be pretty damn boring radio. So I always choose things that interest me. But when I have to survey the entire horizon about what's out there in terms of stories, we live in a world now where it's not just stories that are in Colorado, where I currently live, but it's in all the other 56 states, and then it's in all the countries around the world, even into other universes, depending on, you know, what you're reading or looking at. And when I look around at some of the stuff that goes on in some of our major cities, or, and again, even though I say do not be a drive-by consumer of news, this morning I was busy doing some other stuff, so I was a drive-by consumer of news. I had the television on, and one of the local stations was talking about there was a shooting at a high school football game Friday night, last night, because I'm broadcasting on Saturday. Friday Night Lights is now comes with shootings. I don't know anything other than that. Put a gun to my head, no pun intended, but put a gun to my head right now. I couldn't tell you where it was. All I know was it occurred last night. It looked like, when I glanced up to just kind of see what visuals they were showing, it looked like a relatively small high school football game. And then I went about, because I was dealing with my dogs or something, and I turned away and I missed the rest of the story. But I thought to myself, another example of how our society is degenerating. And I've often questioned whether or not this denigration of our society is a denigration of a Republican form, of the Republic, of small R Republican government. And why is that? Well, let's start with a chart that I saw about the number of people that read for pleasure. Now, you may think, well, what does that have to do with anything? Bear with me. The percentage of Americans who read for pleasure has been declining by 3% every single year for 20 years. If you go back to 2003, the percentage of people who read for pleasure, you know, maybe a work of fiction or science fiction or even, you know, magazines, whatever. You read, just read for pleasure. That was above 50%. From 2003 through 2011, it steadily declined, bumped up slightly. It declined to about 40% in 2011. Then it bumped up slightly and it has been on a downward trajectory ever since. In 2023, it bumped up ever so slightly, but not a lot, but it did bump up. Now, there's a serious side to that, and there's kind of a goofball side to that. Silly, because I've got this kind of intuitive revulsion to the sly hostility of some of my really educated friends toward Republicanism. Now, again, I'm not talking about the party. I'm talking about our form of government. Some people would say democracy toward, you know, my educated friend's attitude toward democracy. But, again, you and I know we're not a democracy. We are a republic. So I'm using the term republicanism in that vein. Those people that I'm referring to tend to be somewhat elitist. And for me, having truly humble origins, but, I mean, my family wasn't dirt poor, don't get me wrong. They were solidly middle class, but in the grand scheme of things, they worked very hard, and we didn't have the finest of things. I can remember when my dad built this new house we lived in. Oh, my gosh, as a teenager, I thought it was a mansion. It was amazing. I go home to that house now compared to the house that I live in, and it's like this tiny little house, tiny little track home. But my starting point in all this discussion is that republicanism and that this country is good, and that the more republicanism and the more participation we have in our country, the better off we are, meaning a wider voter base. But I want a wider voter base that is engaged, that has critical thinking skills, that really understands the issues. Even if you're on the other side of the issue, whatever it might be, I don't care, taxation, the social policy, whatever it is, if you can make a cogent, critical argument for your position, I have a whole hell of a lot more respect for you than someone who says, well, I like this policy simply because it makes me feel good. Feel good is not a way to make public policy. And it's not a way to debate public policy or to shame me into feeling bad. A real quick footnote before I get any deeper into this. Well, no, let me do this. Let me take a break right now. And then when we come back, I want to tell you a story. And again, going back to the Wall Street Journal. Wall Street Journal had an in-depth story. I mean, it was online. I scrolled through several pages and lots of photographs to finish it. And when I finished it, I thought the whole purpose of that story was to make me feel bad, to feel badly about our immigration policies, to which I thought, screw you. Do I feel sorry for the family that you used in that story? Yes. Does it change my attitude about our policy? No. I'll tell you that story next. I'll be right back.
Attention, business owners. This is Jason Evans. I spent the last 3.5 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs, and I want to help you like never before. I've built a serious training program called 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner that calls us at 800-500-8320. Just call with your email address, and we'll email you this phenomenal video training program at our expense, not yours. It's an incredible gift. See if you agree. 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 months.
I took Jason's training less than a year ago. This year alone, Jason has made my training explode as far as my sales growth by over 250%. I'm expecting on doing close to $5 to $6 million gross this year just off of his training.
Again, call with your email address and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. 800-500-8320. 800-500-8320. That's 800-500-8320. Paid for by Power Sales University.
speaking with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Again, go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. The text line's open. The number's 33103, keyword Micro Michael. So real quickly, this story. I pulled it up during the break. Again, it's a Wall Street Journal story. The headline is, "The Grim Realities of U.S.-Bound Migrants Stuck in Mexico." There are few jobs, this is the subhead, there are few jobs, accommodations, or services for immigrants in the southern Mexican city where most of them have gathered. And it comes out of Tapachula, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, Mexico. And the first paragraph just says, migrants from Latin America and as far away as Afghanistan and China once flooded into this sweltering city near Mexico's southern border with Guatemala. An American government app allowed them to make appointments to declare asylum, and then they waited for their return to cross the border. And now they find themselves stuck. This goes on forever. And what I find interesting is there are dozens and dozens of photographs in this story, including lots of photographs of the family that they focus on as they're making the trip trying to get to the southern border. They don't tell me who the photographer is. Not that it makes any difference, but why are you hiding the name of the photographer? And by the way, Wall Street Journal, why are you, what did you do to help this family, if anything, while you were photographing and interviewing them as they're bathing in a river, as they're fighting their way through the jungle? I'm sure you were traveling with the nicest stuff from REI or North Face. Well, they're wearing tattered clothing. Now, they do have a cell phone provided by an NGO, but you probably had a satellite phone, so you never worried about service. I just found it so offensive that this story, the reporter's name is Ryan Dubay. Oh, it does say at the beginning, photographs by Tommaso Proti for Wall Street Journal. This story is dated March 7. I just saw it yesterday. I realize that all they're trying to do is make me feel sorry for this family. Now, I do feel sorry for the family in the sense that they were fed a bunch of bullcrap. And they were subject to this idea that for years, not just Biden, but going all the way back to Clinton, including my old boss, George W. Bush, they were enticed to come to this country by an open border. Well, shame on us. But that doesn't change my attitude, looking at the plight of these poor downtrodden humans. It doesn't change my attitude about the sovereignty of this nation and the security and securing of our border so that we don't have this problem. It also made me irritated at all those Latin American countries for allowing them to traverse their countries, the triangle countries, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, to traverse Ecuador, to traverse Colombia, Peru, to travel from wherever they were traveling from. Shame on you for allowing them to do that. So I didn't have any sympathy in that regard. The only thing I thought was, you're trying to convince me to let my heart bleed and say, oh, just let them in. No, I'm not going to feel that way at all. I refuse that. I feel sorry for them. And I hope that there is a charitable organization out there that is trying to help these people maybe get back home or find a job or whatever. That's great. But no, I'm not going to change my attitude about our policy. Well, that story really hit home with me in terms of what I'm talking about, in terms of this idea about questioning the survivability of this republic. And then it gets back to some of my friends. Because some of my friends, which is where I found out about the story, read it and said, how can you be so cold-hearted? And I said, because I will give, as my wife and I do, to charitable organizations for which we believe in and which we think have the highest rating in terms of the amount of money that if I give them $100, that $99 of that's going to go to actually support their programs, and only a dollar is going to go to salaries and overhead. So I'm not going to abdicate my compassion to the government. My compassion, and be funded by things I don't believe in or support by taxes that are forcibly taken out of my income, whether that be salary or capital gains, investments, or anything else. And so when I read the story, I called back my friend, and I said, the story actually had the exact opposite effect on me. I still believe in this republic, but this republic can't survive with, and we had a little bit of an argument, can't survive with people like you that think that policies that just make you feel good are the policies that we ought to adopt. The Republicanism skeptics have become this rising chorus, and I think particularly among Democrats. The snideness among them really started back with Obama. Remember clinging to their guns and religion? And then it went from kind of noticeable to obvious when Hillary Clinton referred to people like you and me as deplorables. Well, now it's a full-throated chorus, singing the hallelujah chorus about how bad we are. I refuse to carry that sandwich board of shame on my front and back over my shoulders. Democrats should stop being annoyingly condescending and otherizing centrist people who vote for, you know, policies that are rational and based upon reason and logic and critical thinking. Think about the 1956 presidential campaign against Eisenhower. Adlai Stevenson was the Democrat nominee. He shook a lady's hand, so goes the story, who said, quote, every thinking person in America will be voting for you, Mr. Stevenson. And he quipped, I'm afraid that won't do. I need a majority. You know, the irony is that for most of my life, the Democrats were the party of the people, the party for the downtrodden. And I don't mean these illegal aliens that I'm talking about, but for blue-collar workers or people that were really struggling, just living paycheck to paycheck. Yet, isn't it interesting that Democrat elites actually sneer at those people? Well, ask yourself, do Democrats support the republic, the democracy of voters at the state and city level who strongly favor restrictions on abortion? What about gun rights? What about anti-vagrancy laws to keep people just from camping on the streets? In too many cases, Democrats not only flatly oppose the policies that we believe in, but they actually engage in policies such as the homeless policies that encourage homelessness. And then you see it also in the whole thing about misinformation that we live in now. What do I mean by, because we do, we live not in the information age. I think we live in a misinformation age. And some of this misinformation is actually dangerous to the future of the republic. I'll explain next. Don't forget, you can listen weekdays from 6 to 10 Mountain Time on your iHeart app. Just search for the station 630 KHOW in Denver, and you can listen on the weekends, too. So you get me all the time. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
JTV Jewelry Television knows you love to sparkle, so now's your time to shine like the star you are. Enter JTV's Shine Like a Star sweepstakes for your chance to win $5,000 in dazzling jewelry from top brands, including Rachel Zoe Jewelry and Judith Ripka Jewelry. Plus, just for entering, get $30 off your next qualifying JTV purchase of $99 or more when you opt in for emails. Enter now at JTV.com/likeastar. And remember, if you love jewelry, you'll love JTV.
New car prices going up? You're not imagining it. That shiny new ride just got even more expensive, making it tougher than ever to justify trading in. But here's the good news. Maaco can make your current car look and feel new again for a fraction of the cost. From fresh paint to light bodywork, we help you get more out of what you already own and love. Book your free estimate online or visit your nearest Mako today. Free estimates, friendly service, fast turnaround. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. Why don't take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck? Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Mischief, magic, and Shakespeare. Shasta College invites you to audition for A Midsummer Night's Dream, the classic romantic comedy full of tangled love triangles, enchanted forests, and hilarious chaos. Auditions are August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater. Prepare a one-minute classical monologue, preferably comedic, from Shakespeare or the same period. Community members and students are welcome. For more information, call 530-242-7573. That's 530-242-7573. Step into the magic. Your role awaits.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. So glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in on The Weekend. Or listening on the podcast or on the app, however you listen. I just appreciate it. Remember, the text line is always open. The number is 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. I read text messages all the time. So to have a real faith in this republic is rooted in having a confidence in the decision-making of human voters, because it is humans that vote. God doesn't vote in the elections. Yeah, angels don't vote in the elections. I might argue that sometimes it seems like devils vote in elections, but it's humans that vote in elections. Well, that requires that we believe that you really do need to be educated. You need to be a resilient and a critical consumer of political information and not be some sort of thumb-sucking kid with no worthy sense of their own context or their own worth or their own, you know, role in this society. Do you ever wonder about when you see the videos, if you've seen the story about the shooting at the football game last night, or you see the videos where, you know, gangs of kids, I shouldn't even say kids, we're just gangs. They could be kids, they could be teenagers, they could be young adults, they could be adults. Where they just suddenly, somebody takes, you know, just takes a sucker punch to somebody, and now you've got a brawl. Or you watch a flash mob into an Apple store. That one always fascinated me. You're stealing things, electronics, that Apple has designed you steal my laptop. Now, one, I can track it, but two, if I can't retrieve it, I can turn it into a brick. So it's utterly useless unless you think you're going to go sell the parts or sell some of the metal that's in it. I don't know why. It's irrational. Or the people that loot. The people that rob a bodega in New York. Or the guy that thinks that because he's pissed off at an insurance company, not even his own insurance company, but assassinates in the back the CEO of United Healthcare, who he has no relationship with whatsoever. I mean, what kind of sickness is this? Do you share any faith in that right to vote to the extreme that would include the least literate person among us? Or do you want to draw a line somewhere? A literacy test? How many Americans could pass the basic citizenship test that people who are wanting to immigrate into this country legally have to take, or someone who has been here with a green card and now wants to, you know, move on to becoming a U.S. a naturalized citizen that has to take that exam? I've looked at that exam numerous times, and I've actually questioned how many Americans and how many people that I know could I give that test to and see if they could pass it or not. Because you got to be careful. Because once you start carving a line between a citizen that you think is vote-worthy or unworthy of voting, now you've empowered the elites. And now you're in an infinite gray area. Should the smartest half be granted the right to vote? The smartest third, tenth, ad infinitum? What you're doing is you're formalizing an oligarchy. If you're uncertain in your convictions about this republic, we probably have a lot to worry about. In a large, this comes from a group that did a detailed study. Let me just read you this paragraph. Bear with me. In a large nationally representative sample of the U.S. population, the proportion who read for pleasure on an average day declined over the last 20 years, from highs of 28% in 2004 to lows of 16% in 2023, a relative decrease of about 3% per year. In contrast, there were no changes in reading with children over time. The decline in reading for personal interest over the past 20 years in the United States is consistent with the most robust previous evidence. This decline is concerning, given earlier evidence for downward trend in reading for pleasure from the 1940s through to the start of our study in 2003, suggesting at least 80 years of continued decline in reading for pleasure. The extent of the decrease in our study is surprising, given that the definition of reading for personal interest, including not only just reading a book, magazine, or newspaper, but even now listening to an audiobook or a book on tape or reading on a Kindle or another e-reader. So it's not clear to me that this study includes maybe screen time on a laptop as reading, but I think that it would, depending on what it is that you're reading. I tend to believe the trend, even if it does or does not include me, for example, because I don't read any newspapers, hard copies of newspapers anymore, and I don't read any hard copies of magazines. I still get some that come in the mail. I can't stop them, but I don't read them because I got the same thing online. There's this generational shift. Younger people live in radically different infospheres that is rich in video. That's what they're watching. Video consumption, I don't think necessarily means that people are dumber, but it certainly makes me wonder. Maybe it makes them smarter in some ways that I don't fully understand. Maybe it makes them more cosmopolitan. Maybe it makes them critical thinkers. I can't find a study that either proves or disproves that one way or the other. But I tend to think this, that I want, you know, for example, why do I always ask you to go follow me on X? Well, one, I like the interaction because I like to see my followers and I like to see what you're talking about. I don't follow a lot of people. That doesn't mean that I don't go see what you're posting, because that gives me insight. If you've taken the time to follow me and I go see what you have posted, that gives me insight into what this huge group of people that listen to this program or my weekday program, what you're thinking and what you're engaged in. I also keep lists of people, even people that I don't follow. I've got one list that's called Keeps My Blood Pressure Up, of people that I think are radical leftists, Marxists. I keep them on a separate list out of my timeline so that only when I want to go get my blood pressure up, I can go read what they're writing. It gives me a lot of fodder for this program. I think that it actually helps me become a better critical thinker. But then I get concerned that perhaps that people that are not understanding what they're watching or the videos that they're consuming, that maybe it's dumbing them down. Because many people post videos of, how many times have we seen videos of people getting beaten up and everybody's just standing around with their cameras pointed? I saw one video this week, one video of all the ones that I watched, one video of somebody that somehow was involved in a road rage incident, and guy got out, punched the guy, knocked him out. He was holding a dog, punched him out cold, fell, hit his head on the concrete on the pavement, and while there was somebody that seemed to be maybe in an apartment building, or maybe it was a security video, I'm not sure. But I saw several people come to his aid, and I thought, wow, that really impresses me. And then it bothered me that it impressed me. Why? Because most of the videos I see are just of people standing around with their phones running and videotaping while someone's getting the snot beat out of them, and nobody's helping. Or I watch one of a couple of cops during a funeral for an NYPD officer whose canine dog got loose. And the dog ran to and by several people, sniffed, and then went to a young, well, I shouldn't say young, I'm not really sure, but went to a black person, and the dog attacked the black person. And I thought to myself, I watched the video three or four times to make certain that I was seeing what I thought I was seeing. The dog running. Now, the officers were panic-stricken. They were totally panic-stricken. As they tried to get to the dog, who was not on the leash, to get to the dog before the dog attacked anybody, but the dog passed at least two, maybe three people, where he finally decided to attack a black man. And I thought, that's odd. The dog clearly shouldn't have been off the leash, and the dog clearly needs more training. Or if I went to the really deep, dark side of my brain, did the dog pass the other people because they weren't black? I refuse to believe that, but I have to be honest and tell you I thought that. Now, if I already tend to be and lean toward being racist, either black or Caucasian or Asian, either way, anybody that is already predisposed to being racist would think, oh, that dog was trained to attack a black person. So it's not clear to me that video is, this video information age that we live in, is necessarily good. And I think that leads to what we really need in public education. I'll be right back.
They're pounding on the door. They're calling on the phone. They're threatening to close your business. If debt has your business on the brink, call Ray Reynolds, the godfather of credit. For over 40 years, Ray Reynolds has helped thousands of customers get millions in cash credit. It's no wonder why they call Ray the godfather of credit. He may even be able to raise your score above 750 before the end of the year. You could even get a new personal or business credit line up to $50,000 within days. If your credit needs a rebuild, call Ray Reynolds and receive a $1,000 cash credit card at closing. Raise your credit score to 750 or more. Call Ray Reynolds at 800-627-3749. 800-627-3749. Learn about Ray's secrets to success and how he can fix and improve your credit score to 750 or more. Call the Godfather of Credit Rebuild, Ray Reynolds, at 800-627-3749. 800-627-3749.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Kick off your week with straight up facts. Tune in to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for unbiased reporting, we deliver the real deal on what's happening in our county. Crisp updates and honest discussions that matter. Got a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or DM them at townhallbrief on linktree.com. The Town Hall Brief, your trusted source for local news, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text line always open, 33103 on your message app. Keyword is Mike or Michael. Be sure and follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. In fact, let me share a text message with you real quickly. Goober number 4679 writes that, Michael, the reason watching videos, particularly I guess TikTok, is replacing reading for enjoyment is because of laziness. Yeah, it's true. Today's society has gotten even too lazy to read, thus the lack of critical thinking among our youth. I do think that's true. But what if those rugrats, those kids, or adults who consume TikTok all the time, what if they have more visual nuance, but less linguistic or vocabulary nuance? They have less physical range, you know, and, you know, and a singer is said to have a certain vocal range. Well, what if their range is just narrower, but broader in a particular part, visual? In other words, maybe as we get older and those changes that are taking place over our shoulder are not necessarily bad, or do we think they're bad simply because, well, that's what, as we get older, tend to think. Well, those young whippersnappers, all they're doing is watching TikTok and they're not really, you know, learning anything. Are they? I mean, I because I'm not around, you know, a bunch of TikTokers, I don't really know. I do wonder, though. But here's the bottom line. I don't think that the Republic is at risk. And I think a lot of that has to do with the Democrats have gone so far leftward with, you know, I rarely, in 20 years of radio, up until probably the last 5 years, maybe 4 years, 4 or 5 years, I never or rarely ever referred to Democrats as, in general, as Marxist, socialist, or communist. But today, I would say the majority of Democrats fit that particular category. That's what they have become, and that's what they advocate. But having said that, I think it's the Democrat Party that is on the verge of failure, not the Republic. I think we've got problems. We've always had problems. This republic may, over time, as all republics have in the history of humankind, collapse. But I don't think we're close to that yet. Because I think that while there is this collapse within the Democrat Party, we should not conflate that with a collapse of the republic. Because as the Democrat Party is collapsing, over here, those of us who are categorized as Republican or conservative or libertarian or even moderate are beginning to see, oh, all of the woes and the ills and the dangers of the Marxist slash socialist slash communist policies that Democrats are beginning to advocate. They're drawing a, we still have to point out the difference and why our policies work and theirs don't. But unbeknownst to them, they are by example showing us how those policies do not work. Because all we have to do is, you know, we always pick on California, highly regulated, overtaxed, losing population, all of the problems that California has, Palisade fire area not being rebuilt, being bought up by land speculators because people can't get building permits because the bureaucracy in L.A. is so overwhelming that by the time you get a building permit, you may build a house and then you suddenly, who knows what's going on in the neighborhood. So that neighborhood is not being rebuilt. Why? Because of a centrally planned economy in the microcosm that is L.A. Or go to New York at large. Not just New York City, but New York at large. Heavily overtaxed, people beginning to leave. Illinois, same thing, facing year after year of $1 billion in deficit. Colorado becoming the same. Yet, what about Texas, Oklahoma, Wyoming? What about Florida? What about all of those other states that are thriving based upon their policies? The Democrats are doing the comparing and contrasting for us. Now, we have to articulate it, and we have to be able to show the evidence of it and to point it out to those who lack the critical thinking skills to say, stop and think about it. I know the policy about homelessness makes you feel good, but have you ever stopped and asked yourself, we've spent across the country billions of dollars on homelessness, and what's happened? The problem's only grown more. So it's as if we are, which I believe we are, subsidizing homelessness through the homelessness industry. So the more we spend on it, what are we doing? We're encouraging more people to become homeless. And those who may be temporarily in homelessness suddenly find themselves in a system that is actually supporting them. So unless you have just that human nature that says, I want to get out of this, you'll end up staying in it. So I don't think that the Republic's going to collapse, but I do think the Democrat Party is at risk of completely collapsing, particularly if it keeps going down this road of progressive elitism and the Marxist slash socialist slash communist policies that they are beginning to adopt and freely advocate. So anybody that's a moderate in the Democrat Party begins to look someplace else to find home. Now, that may be unaffiliated, and that's fine as long as they end up voting for the policies that you and I would advocate. Then there's the whole problem of democracy, because they keep pushing the idea of democracy. Trump is a threat to democracy. Michael Brown is a threat to democracy. You are a threat to democracy. Really? Because when the Founding Fathers wrote the founding documents, they could have adopted a democracy, but in their debates and in their final versions of what they wrote, they steered completely away from it. That's next.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Attention, business owners. This is Jason Evans. I spent the last 3.5 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs, and I want to help you like never before. I've built a serious training program called 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner that calls us at 800-500-8320. Just call with your email address, and we'll email you this phenomenal video training program at our expense, not yours. It's an incredible gift. See if you agree. 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 months.
I took Jason's training less than a year ago. This year alone, Jason has made my training explode as far as my sales growth by over 250%. I'm expecting on doing close to $5 to $6 million gross this year just off of his training.
Again, call with your email address and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. 800-500-8320. 800-500-8320. That's 800-500-8320. Paid for by Power Sales University.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.